Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to Spiritual Perceptions. I'm your speaker, Janet Thornburg, also known as Daisy, 644478 at keen.com or Janet Thornburg at facebook.com. And I now have a page called Daisy at Keen. Our topic today is signs and wonders. And before I get into the topic, I want to talk to you a little bit about some of the planetary actions that we have been experiencing. And I said that in my opening statement that they've created a lot of drama that we are currently looking at. So the cosmic weather we just recently experienced in the last week or so, there were six planets in opposition to the moon. Whew, what an emotional e-ride. And Selena and I were displaced during that placement. And we also experienced Mars and Saturn in opposition. And that is a lesson in tempers. Also another, okay, cosmic weather signs in the stars. The three wise men followed the star. That's one of the signs that they took serious, and we know that story that they followed the star for over a year to find the baby Jesus, and our ancient sailors followed the stars and the moon to navigate their ships. So I would like to pray now, and I ask Father God to help us to follow all the signs that you give us in your word. Help our country to prosper. Help all that are listening now and all that are calling in now and in the future to receive your grace, your wisdom, and your revelation. All callers, guide us, Holy Spirit, to see what is the very best for you, in Jesus' name. And our cosmic weather today is take things serious. I mean, pay attention and take things serious with a realistic attitude. The moon shifts into Capricorn in opposition to Mars. So don't be impetuous or reactionary. Don't take off and write that letter to someone that you're mad at or that email or that phone call until you have centered yourself. The love side of this is we have a good aspect with Venus to the moon. So that will means Venus not only means love, it also means money. So this means that there'll be some good business opportunities coming up and money will flow. Remember the balance between expectations and reality. If you align your positive thinking, you will not be disappointed. So I want to talk about some of the signs and wonders in the Bible. The Bible's full of them. Moses, in the Exodus of Egypt, used his staff, struck a rock, and water came out. He parted the Red Sea. Manna came down from heaven. In the beginning of Jesus' ministry, water was turned into wine. He actually took a son out of a funeral procession in his casket and gave him back to his mother. He raised Lazarus from the dead after being buried 4 days. And there are many, many, many more references in the Word of God. Here's what God wants you to know. And as I say this affirmation, I want you to either say it mentally to yourself or speak it out loud. And you're not on the radio yet, so nobody's going to hear you but yourself. And as I say this, you're saying it in your mind. I am a sign and a wonder in the earth. I am proof that you, Heavenly Father, are alive and at work in me. No weapon that is formed against me shall prosper. Every tongue that rises against me, I shall condemn. This is our heritage as servants of the Lord, and our vindication comes from God Himself. God, you are for us. No one, no sickness, no disease, no attack of the enemy can be against us. I am a victorious servant of the Most High God. And that affirmation is very powerful and will lead you out of whatever you're facing right now. And it will also help to create the energy, what we speak over ourselves. And like Job said, what I greatly feared, what he gave a lot of energy to that he feared came upon him. And that same thing will happen to us. Okay, I'm going to start taking some calls here. All right. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, I'd like to get over to you.
Okay. Here we go. You have a breakthrough coming up, a very successful breakthrough. And we have to watch, these are things that, you know, I've been reading for 40 years, and I've been in the ministry. I was ordained in 1975 on Christmas Eve, and I still have to struggle. We all struggle with this because of being human, as our imagination. You know, we live in reality, and that's the natural, but we serve a supernatural God, and things can happen that we may not always understand, just like I just mentioned some of them, being fed with manna, water coming out of a rock, parting the Red Sea, turning water into wine. The next card is a lady that's coming into your life, and this is very shortly. This could be within the next 2 weeks. And within the next 2 weeks, there's a major change for you, and you have money coming. And I know men feel better when they have money. They're more likely to pursue romance. You know, when you're broke, busted, and disgusted, you don't feel like doing anything. But you're scheduled for a change very soon now. Okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you. God bless.
God bless you. Thank you for calling. Okay. Let's take another call here. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Janet. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
I have a specific question. Is that okay?
You sure is.
Okay, thank you. I applied for a promotion at work. My interview was on Thursday. I don't know. I'm nervous. I want the position, but I don't know. I don't know if they're confident that I could actually carry out all the responsibilities. I've been working there for a long time. It's been 10 years. As you know, I teach individuals with autism.
Oh,
and,
bless your heart.
Yes, thank you. I want to continue my work there. So I'm nervous.
I got the first card, yes. First card, yes. And that this is going to be a very successful and strengthening year for you. And there is a change. There is also something added where you may be, first of all, you've been there for 10 years. They appreciate your dedication. And I have security with people that it counts. There are some influences that are, I don't know why people get jealous. You know, if you do what they did, you can have what they have. They go to school and did what you did. You know, why, you know, you can't sit around grumbling. But there is an opportunity in the future that is really a high promotion that the universe wants to give you. And it looks like this comes up in August. And
August is when I take my exam and for my certification. So.
Oh, good. Well, this is a really, really good opportunity. And just like I said, the effect of the planets right now are moving us. Venus with the moon is moving us into excellent business opportunities. So this is coming up in August, and probably after you. And be sure to email me or something so I can burn a candle for you and pray for you when you
Thank
take your
you.
Exam.
Thank you.
That works good is the color yellow. Look at yellow, think about, you know, wear something or take a little scarf with yellow that around your neck, and you can pick it up and look at it. It stimulates the intellect for what you've put in there, like what you studied. I passed
Thank
many
you.
Exam doing that, and really high, and people go, whoa, I passed an exam in physics at college.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, you know,
I will.
And pushing it, yeah, just you need, you have to do your part. You know, we can't just
Definitely.
Go in there magically. I mean, I know people that speed read stuff, and it's good for taking a test, but it's not good for retaining later. And I've been guilty of that one, too. But anyway, I really see a really good opportunity that makes you happy, and you may leave where you're at, but this comes up in August.
Okay.
And yes
thank
to the
you.
Promotion. Okay.
Thank you so much. It's
you're
always
welcome.
Great
God
talking
bless you.
To
thank
you.
You.
God
thank
bless you.
You,
too.
Thank you for calling.
Absolutely.
Okay. Let's take our next caller here. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, good afternoon. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you. Overview?
Yes, ma'am.
All righty. I'm using the sacred circle today. It gets all around everything.
Okay.
I like that. I want to know everything. First card says you're moving. There's a change coming. Right now, there's some things that are stressing you, and it looks like it's on money. You're a little worried about dipping into what you didn't want to dip into. But you have a new beginning coming up, and you're going to have something here, looks like, within this month. And you may be late on something that was, you know, like I said, there were six planets against the moon just recently. And any time that Saturn and Mars are in opposition, and they're in opposition, Mars is a planet, war-making planet, and has a lot to do with psychic and temperament, your temper. And Saturn is a taskmaster. If you're working on yourself, it pretty much leaves you alone. But if you're not working on yourself, and even if you are working on it, they give you a little test of maybe areas that you don't want to look at or think about. But the last card is Ten of Cups, so you are going to be extremely happy here very shortly.
Whew.
And you're moving.
It sounds wonderful.
I know that. Isn't that wonderful?
Looking forward to it. Yes, yes.
Good.
Thank you so much, and you have a blessed weekend.
Thank you. Thank you for calling,
mm-hmm.
and same to you. God bless.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Daisy. It's Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
Overview?
No, actually, about something specific that we've talked about previously.
Okay.
I just left a bad job where I worked. You actually predicted it was going to be a really rough place for me before I started there, and you were absolutely correct. I don't even think I was there
praise
3
the
months. Yeah, and just as you predicted, another job came along. I just got the job offer earlier this week, and I accepted it, and I'm starting this week, and I'd really like to know, I'm just hoping that this is going to be a much better place for me with nice people and that I'm going to feel, you know, comfortable, safe, secure, and be able to do my job best way I know how to do it.
There's not one bad card in this run. First card is the Ace of Swords, which means a yes, okay? When you do yes, no, you get aces. Oh, ace means a yes. Your real potential is going to come out. Your skills are going to be, you're going to be known for your skills. You're going to be working with people that are compassionate, that are truly, you know, it's sad to say, but a lot of people have gotten to where they don't value human life like they used to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it has to be that I think there's a lot of disgruntled people at your old job that have gotten, you know, what we call jaded. They just, you know, they just like robots. They come in there and they have no feelings anymore. But
exactly.
You're a very passionate person at what you do, and you're going to be recognized for your skill in this new job, some kind of recognition, and it's a very good beginning.
Oh, good.
Very good.
Thank you. I'm so
Yay.
Glad.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
I know. And you know, when you work with people like that, you get a little traumatized. So you need to clear yourself and get ready for this and, you know, do something really good for yourself. Get a massage. Take a nice lavender bath. Lavender soap.
Yes.
Or something, and do something good for you. Get a pedicure. Get a, you know, something good for you.
Yes.
And just
well,
go in there
the next,
optimistic.
Okay.
Optimistic.
I mean, the next step would be for me to move closer, and that's why I wanted to ensure that this was going to be a good fit for me, because I'm going to be preparing the next couple of months to actually move, 50 miles away to be closer to this workplace. And so I'm just hoping that, you know, I'll be able to find a nice place to live nearby. That's
okay, let's
affordable.
Look at that. Let's look at that part. I recall a reading at one, I don't remember until I get with you again. But I recall reading, seeing you getting independent and on your own here. And this is looks like what this is what's going to happen. And it says that you're going to find a place within three. Now, that could be, it's in the present line, so it could be 3 days. Well, it could be 3 hours, but I don't think so. 3 days or 3 weeks.
Okay.
Okay. And this is actually building your foundation now. You're going to see yourself independent, stabilized, and a strong foundation. And you're going to know that at this job, too.
Okay, good. Oh, wonderful.
Good.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. God bless you. Thank you for calling.
God bless you, too. We'll talk to you later. Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
God bless. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, I usually give a little health tip. And I'm going to give you a health tip today. And the point of reference comes from the Mayo Clinic newsletter. And from that, I understand that preservatives in food is the main culprit of all digestive problems, disorders. After age 30, digestive enzymes are important, and we lose them. When you take digestive enzymes, they should contain three main ingredients, and I'm going to spell these for you. L-I-P-A-S-E is the first one. A-M-Y-L-S-E is the second one. And the third one is B-R-O-M-E-L-I-A-N, which is bromelain, and you can find that in pineapple. And you need to be aware that emotions can trick you into overeating. And what we need to do in this day and age is be very aware. We need to read ingredients. And fructose is not recognized by our brain. And things that are not recognized by the brain turns into fat. So avoid high fructose corn syrup and your sugar intake. Anything over 20 grams is a no-no. And remember the scripture, 3 John 2, that God desires above all things that we be in good health and prosper, but he really wants us in good health, and he enjoys seeing us work, you know, take good care of ourselves. And the purpose of this radio show, when it was formed, is foremost to give good information on a personal level, and like now I shared a tip with you that I recently got from the newsletter. And but foremost is the Word of God. And to listeners and to people that I speak to. And the scripture I want to reference with this is 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 18, which reads, "Truly, when I preach the gospel, I may present the gospel of Christ without charge, so that I may not abuse my authority in the gospel." And that's from the devotional translation. And it was this scripture which launched this radio show. I want to stress the fact that some in the field speak words that you must sow a certain amount of dollars to receive certain blessings. And this is stressful for people that are low income and don't have that kind of money to give. And Jesus referenced the widow's mite, which is, I think, about a penny. So give. Always remember, give as the Spirit prompts you to give. And God loves a giver. He can give you a situation and place it in front of you. And when he does, he has a harvest in mind. And we're living in a time of great deception, not just in politics, but in religious groups as well. And God loves us to give. Charity covers a multitude of sins. And giving, not because we're what you can afford, but just to be willing. If you're just willing to want to do good, you'd be surprised what will come to you. Your willingness to give is the first step and will lead to the means to be able to give. And we will get blessed for what we give. And just make sure that the Spirit is leading you. We should be trying the spirits on, as the Bible tells us, to make sure they're from God. If it's lined up with the Word, it's true. If it isn't, it isn't true. Okay, I take another call here. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, David. Vicki, how are you?
Hi. I'm good.
That's good.
A little overview?
I guess we can do a little overview and then one question about a new job.
Okay. Let's do your question. New job.
You know, I listened to the other caller, and, you know, when you have been traumatized on a job, you go in and you want to be confident you can do the job, you know, and, you know.
Yeah.
I was traumatized, and, you know, I'm glad I don't have to start until July, but, you know, I want to make sure this is the right fit for me. I really, really do. You know,
okay.
And I want to get a feel for the environment.
Well, it says that the real stressful part in your career is ended when you ended this job. There was definitely an energy that didn't blend between you and your boss.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of it had to do with what she imagined.
Wow.
So it was good. It was good that you left. And this offer that you have and you're starting is going to help you get in control of things. And this time element here between now and the time you start is for your healing.
Yeah. And I'm so glad God gave me that because I have not had that in so long. I'm so glad. So,
okay, now we'll do a little overview here. It's the right fit. It looks really good. Yeah. Yeah, you were caught in a web in the past and it's saying that's leaving. Okay, there's also a little bit of stress around a man, but we'll get into that on a personal level. And but this is going to be a very good year for you financially. There's a large windfall coming up, and I got in 6 weeks.
Oh, wow. That's a good thing.
Some little things in between, but a large one.
And, you know, it's so funny. I'm not stressing about money anymore. Like, I used to, but now I'm just like, okay, I'm trying to let life happen in that aspect, you know, not worry.
Yeah,
and
go with the flow.
It seems to be working.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It does.
You think?
What we stress about keeps us stuck in it. That's what Job said. What I greatly feared, he feared his kids would turn against God. It happened. He feared that, you know, he lost everything. It happened. And so thoughts are powerful. But what's more powerful than thoughts is your words. And if you speak defeat over yourself or, you know, you give in to that. That's why I gave everybody the affirmation that we're all, God lives within us and we can all do wonders. And we can we can do it by, Jesus said, one commandment I give you that you love one another. So you love one another by praying for people and wanting them to achieve their highest destiny. And you'll be blessed for doing that.
Any new men coming? Might as well ask that.
Okay. You're having this time between now and when you start your new career, but it's for a twofold reason. It's not just your career. It's also you've been through a battle with relationships, and it's been an emotional battle, and you are learning new skills, and you're being prepared for something very special. And there is a very special person coming, and it's within this month.
Oh, wow.
During this time, you're off. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Awesome.
And you do get in touch with me. There is something that you need to know about this current thing that's going on, okay? But it's very personal.
Right.
I don't think. All right. Thank you.
Okay.
God bless.
Thank you. God bless. Bye-bye.
Okay. The call-in number for this show is 646-378-1297. And like I said, on my Facebook page, there's a page for daisy@keen.com, and you can request appointments. And I will, if I do see something like I just saw here on this last call, that it's too personal for the radio. So we basically highlight things that are okay, like your career and stuff like that, and it's all for fun. Okay, I'll take another call here. Hello, you're on the air. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hey, Daisy. It's Steve. How are
Hi.
You?
Hi. I'm good.
Good, good. All right. So.
And thank you, Steve, for putting that page up for me. That was really a nice gesture on your part. And I want everybody to know that Steve did this for me. He's a really good guy.
Thank you. You're welcome.
You're welcome.
I'm curious to know about this pizza deal with, work, career, and stuff. This pizza deal with Pam. She wants to see it on Tuesday at 5 o'clock. Pam Clark is a very good friend of mine, and at one time we had a relationship, but we're at the point where we're good friends. But she wants to see it. When I call her up and ask her about financing, she says if she could hook me up with somebody, she told me she wants to see it herself.
Well, your first card's a woman's expression, a woman that is expressing to you change, and she wants to see harmony for you. She wants to see you at peace. She sees your skills. And you do have something, you have the action card coming up in two. And again, that two's in the present line. It could be 2 hours, but I doubt it. But I want to say 2 days or 2 weeks, not months. And it's actually going
Tuesday.
To be very successful change.
Yeah, the meeting is Tuesday.
Well, okay.
Yeah. Okay. Where is she going to get the financing for this?
Okay, let me look. She's a very smart woman.
Yeah.
She knows
yes,
how
she
to
is.
Get what she wants. She's also very persuasive. She has several leads, bona fide leads, but two strong ones.
Rich male friends, we'll just call them.
They're males. Male.
Yeah. I'm aware. All right. So how quickly is this moving? Is this going to move slowly, or is this something I'm going to know by the end of the week?
Okay. Very quickly, you're going to know by the end of the week.
If she's going to give, I can get the money or not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she has two strong male leads, but several leads, not just,
All right. I don't know if you remember.
She's very,
but,
very, very persuasive, too.
Oh, I know she is. I don't know if you remember, but a few months back, you kept telling me that no one was going to come to me to give me money, a female woman. And I kept saying, I don't see that. I have nobody like that around
me. Thank you for saying that. A lot of people say, I tell them something, they go, I don't think so. Well, then that's when I need God's help and the angels' help. But
right.
I believe for you, trust me. If somebody's not seeing it, I try to put up enough faith for both of us, okay?
Right. Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that.
And
so
you're welcome.
We don't see me working with somebody. We see me working for myself at this point.
Yes, I do. And I've seen that consistently on Keen with you.
Yeah.
That's happening this year, okay?
Right. Okay.
Thank you.
Anything else I should know about or be worried about or I, you know.
Well, worry is the opposite of faith.
My only concern
and
is
it's like a rocking chair. It gives you lots of action, but it takes you nowhere. Don't worry about anything. Just open up with an optimistic mind that where you were at, you know, there was too much. You were better than the person that you were working for, and they knew it.
And everyone says
couldn't
that.
Couldn't deal
I
with
it. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
So, okay.
So you're, it's time for you now. It is your time.
Right. All right. It is.
Coming right up.
I'm
God bless.
All right.
And again,
thank
you for doing that page for me. That was really nice.
My pleasure. You know, my pleasure.
Thank you.
So,
God
right.
bless.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Take another call here. Hello, you're on the air. Hello?
Hello.
Okay. Hello. Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you give me an overview of what's coming up?
Sure can.
Okay. And my love life.
Okay. You had a lot of emotional letdown there, but it's in the past, and the moon's been affecting you. You've been under kind of a disappointing cycle, but it's time for you to have stability in your life. And you know, we've all got regrets. We, you know, it's easy to make. We're human, and it's easy to make. Wrong choices or especially if you're making a choice that's emotionally driven, that's 99.99% wrong. So yeah, so you always want to calm yourself before you make a and you've been through a lot and you've had men that have disappointed you and let you down, and it's left you with a little bit of scar. But you have a strong guardian angel that wants to lead you to your right place. So what you need to do tonight before you go to sleep is just throw your hands up in the air and say, okay, God, I surrender. I want you to lead me, and I'm not going to try to make anything happen for myself. I'm going to trust you entirely to do this for me, and it will happen. And it will happen.
Yeah.
You have karma around men for some reason, and particularly your son. And I think probably early on your father.
Yeah.
So you've got karma for some reason. We can look at that at some time. I can do your numerology and figure that out for you if you need understanding on it. But it's actually in the past. And you should move forward to what's really, really, really good God wants to give you, okay?
Hey, do you see me getting baptized this year?
I hope so. Born again's great, let me tell you.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Huh. Okay.
That'll make a big difference. That'll make a huge difference. That's when you become born again. You go down in that water and come back up, or the water is symbolic to wash you. Or if they, it doesn't matter how it happens, it's the intent that counts. The intent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure,
but God wants to give you a good year if you let him start with that baptism.
Yeah, I need some money.
Let me look at your money. Did you lose some money?
Kind of, but I
give it to somebody that took advantage of you.
I don't know. I just money goes quick.
That's for sure. I understand that. I was displaced and
gosh, you know, I stayed at Diamond Mountain Casino, and they were extremely good to Selena and I. They gave us food vouchers to save money because we were there, because we were displaced, and they were extremely good to us, and I recommend them to anybody. They're really good to us. But you need to tell yourself that you refuse to be cast down or discouraged. There's a conqueror in you, and he comes through Jesus Christ. And once you make that step to be baptized, you'll see a whole thing change.
Yeah, I've been having a lot happening to me all at once. You know, toothache, burning my tongue, first, second, third degree.
Oh, gosh.
You know, that Panda Express. Just, you know, one thing after another makes it...
that's the devil attacking you. Get, you know,
I think there's
stay in prayer
wrong.
And get baptized as soon as you can. Okay?
Okay.
All right. And I will talk to you soon.
Okay. Good.
God bless.
Okay. Are you going to call
Thank
me?
You. Yeah.
Bye. Okay.
Bye. Okay. Here we go. Hi. You're on the air. Hello.
Hello. Hey.
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good.
Good. I just want a general.
Okay.
Yep.
I want you to go back and listen to the show because there's a part of it that I spoke about on the health tip that I had you in mind when God gave it to me. When the Holy Spirit led it to me.
I have to hear the first of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, your first card is hope, and it's crossed by the fact that things are hard for you right now. They're not at their peak, and it's not like it was, and you feel, you know, you're taking it hard. And you got stresses around money and, in fact, destructiveness and discord around money. But there's hope that you're walking away from that. Something's going to happen good within a month. That's an offer for a job. Okay.
Sounds good.
Yeah, it is good. It is good. Watch your thoughts. I mean, when you get down and out, when Selena and I got displaced, I was like, oh, no. And then I went, you know what?
Yeah.
I can either make this fun or I could make it miserable. And I decided to make it fun. And she had so much fun, she didn't want to come home. Who wants to come home? I had a swimming pool, a hot tub,
exactly.
Room service.
I love that. Yeah.
You
could
know.
Get used to that real fast.
I know, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And, okay, the first thing that's coming is a good job. And you've got lesson around your love life, but you have the potential of a new adventure coming up. I know you're not looking for it, but it's going to show up. And I don't think you work with him, but he's in the area where you work, or you might meet him through somebody you work with.
Oh.
And okay. It's just a potential opportunity.
That's interesting.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I wonder.
But you're coming out of this funk, and the devil struck you down. He attacked your finances. He attacked your health. And these are the things that he does. John 10:10 says, the devil comes to kill, to steal your money, steal your health, steal your relationship, mm-hmm. kill whatever he can. He kills us in degrees by attacking the body. And destroy. He destroys relationships. He destroys good jobs. He destroys everything. So I want you to refuse, just like I told the previous caller, refuse to be cast down or discouraged. Know there's a conqueror in you through Jesus Christ, and you will yet praise God. Even David said in the Psalms, even when bad things were happening, he says, I know I will yet praise the Lord, meaning that he would get out of it. And
right.
You're going to get out of it, too. And we're praying for you and look forward to a better future beginning today.
Okay, then. Sounds
and
good.
That little health tip, I couldn't help but think about you when I was getting it. So if you could listen to it, I think it'll really help you.
Oh, I'll have to. Sure. Well, I'll have to wait till the show's over, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll get it.
God bless.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome. Okay. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. You just want a general?
Basically money.
Okay. Money makes the world go around. Money's our best friend. It can move you from point A to B, point B. If you're going to be miserable, you might as well be miserable in comfort, right?
That's right.
Well, you just came out of a big web. Your first card is the web, and you're still in one a little bit, but I think we're praying that down a little bit. And you have some very interesting karma with women. But this is going to be a good year for you financially, and you're very smart. You know how to use your skills, and you're also very intuitive. So when you get a feeling about something, you're going to know that this is right, but you have something coming up in 2 days. Now, that could be business day, so that would put us at Tuesday. Or it could be 2 days. So there's a breakthrough coming, and you're going to make really good money this year. The remainder of this year is going to be much better than the first part was.
That's reassuring.
Good. Believe that.
And what about Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can now. I want you to believe this, okay? God's word is true, and every promise is yes and amen. So whatever we pray for, it's yes. Now, it might be something that might not be good for us, so he will try and show you a different direction. It depends on whether we're being stubborn or not. we can get stubborn. But you need to be confident in your expectation, because it's really going to come. You're going to be blessed for all the time that you gave, where you sacrificed yourself and even sacrificed your own career to help others.
Yep.
And that's not going to go unblessed. Okay?
Okay.
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 Thank you for calling.
So my pleasure.
You're welcome. God bless.
God
Bye.
Bless.
Okay. So that's it, basically. We have to refuse to be cast down and discouraged, renew our minds, and replace it with positive affirmations. And I want to close this show here with a prayer. Father God, we need your Holy Spirit to help us to refuse to look at what we can't see to determine our direction or our distance. Help us to look with the eyes of faith at things which are eternal and that tell us that we have no limits. Help us to know in our hearts that we could not know with our mind, and help us to be filled with all your satisfying fullness. Help us to know that you wish for us to prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospers, 3 John 2. Help us to speak words that have creative power and say what we want based on what God says about it. Help us to speak healing and soundness to our bodies. Help us to speak success to every portion and part of our life. And help us to speak from a heart of faith that has been energized by your word. We praise you for your word. We praise you for your gift. I pray that you will stretch your mighty right arm and touch the people where they need to be touched. Touch each and every person who's listening today, listening in the future. And we praise you for this time together. And thank you in Jesus' name. God bless each and every one of you, and I will let you know about the next show, and I look forward to speaking with you. Keep an open mind, a positive attitude, and move forward, because it's really time to do that. And now that Venus is ushering in opportunities, we went through the dark cloud, and Venus is now ushering in love and opportunities. It has a lot to do with money as well as love. God bless you, and I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.